Well, our ex-player, Torres, has apparently been saying various things. This may be true, it may not be true. We don't want to sort of get into the, you know, the specifics, but suffice to say, he's quoted as having said that the sort of at Chelsea, where he now is, there are sort of better personal relationships and sort of closer friendships at Chelsea than there were at Liverpool. That he's glad that he left Liverpool because of all the commotion and everything. And I wish in many ways, I know lots of LFC fans loved him when he was there, El Nino, etc. But I have to say, I mean, did he actually ever play? Because I seem to recall him always being injured. Maybe he never actually played. It was just like a figment of my imagination. But he certainly seemed to spend more time injured than actually doing anything. And when he did play, he wasn't that great, was he? Cutting all his golden locks off didn't seem to improve very much either. But, you know, there we go. But I think it's a shame when people leave Liverpool for another club and they feel the need to... I don't mean specifically this person, because what he is quoted as having said, he might not have said. I don't know. I don't care, really, about whether or not he said something or didn't. But I just think it's a shame, sort of generally, if someone has the privilege of playing for Liverpool, moves on for whatever reason, and then sort of the first chance they get, they sort of slag off Liverpool and Liverpool players, and I think it's a bit sad and pathetic, quite frankly. So, but there we go, that is life, I suppose. But it's a terrible shame that, quite frankly, I remember years and years ago when people here used to say to me, oh, Liverpool, the Spanish team, and Liverpool was seen as a sort of... we used to have reports on the news over here in Spain that lots of Spanish people were off to Liverpool, blah, blah, blah. And it was all because Liverpool, the team, was seen to be completely surrounded by Liverpool players, people at sort of management level and stuff were all Spanish. And I've got to be completely honest with you, I think whether that was true or not, I've never sat there and done a sort of percentage or calculation to work out what percentage of players at any one time have been Spanish in the last 5 years or so. But it has to be said that whatever happened, it completely destroyed Liverpool. And quite frankly, all those people who used to make fun of me because my team was filled with Spanish people, I would like to... beg for an apology, because rather than enhancing the qualities of Liverpool, sort of stuffing it with Liverpool with the Spanish players has done nothing but kill off my team, quite frankly. And I can remember a time clearly, a long, 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 long time ago, when Liverpool and Everton were regularly at the top of the league. What happened to that? Who knows? But anyway, getting back to the main point of this program, I think it is a shame when people slag off Liverpool once they've gone. If you get a place in Liverpool, you've probably earned it. I'm not quite sure Torres earned his position, because, as I say, he was always injured all the time. I don't think he had much of an opportunity to play. But I don't think he was very good. I think he was extremely overrated, as Spanish players are generally, I think. Something happened, something went wrong. Spanish players came to Liverpool and Spanish management and the whole team went crap. So I think we're better with the Frenchman myself, Houllier. But there we go, that's life. So that's it for now. Your comments, thoughts, views and suggestions on any of the issues raised in this podcast can be delivered to Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. We have an audioboo.fm/English radio. We also have a blog, englishradio.blogspot.com, and a twitter.com/English radio. Thanks for listening. Remember, do not buy the Sun, because... I think we all know why.